Well, could you review the transmission of the ordination between Sri Lanka and Thailand? Was that like 1,000 years before? Or
there's a couple times where in the history of Thailand and of Sri Lanka that Sri Lanka monks came over in the time of Sukhothai. It's probably in the 1300s, 1400s, and to establish an ordination lineage. Thailand went over in the late 1700s, early 1800s, established because of the decline and the inability to have confidence in the ordination lineage, that there wasn't enough monks that had any that you could have the confidence in that they were really monks to establish an ordination lineage. So that went back, that over history, there's a few times where that happened, but that was oftentimes more at the level of kings. It didn't come from your ordinary monk sort of deciding, oh, I'm going to get a bunch of monks together and start an ordination lineage. Sort of the king sort of says, well, this is really problematic, and we better send a delegation. They had the means to do that, and especially if they see themselves as... because that's always been sort of one of the duties of a responsible king was to protect the religion. And, you know, it didn't always happen that way, but you know, as a traditional element and perception.
Well, also, it doesn't involve Thailand so much, but I think that there was even an earlier exchange between Sri Lanka and Burma.
Yes.
For the same kind of thing.
Yes.
Before those times.
Yes, real early. Because there's also trade routes. India, Thailand, Sri Lanka, Burma. There's international trade routes that go back to 2,000, 3,000 years that they've always been trading. So that oftentimes you would have some of the traders. And that's also how, say, Buddhism went up into the areas of Kashmir, Afghanistan, Silk Route, up into China, was with traders. And similarly, really fascinating element of cotton. There's a particular... strain of cotton in India that is far superior than anything ever was in Southeast Asia. And they also had larger looms, so that the width of the looms was larger and the quality of cotton was better. And they developed it. So there was a lot of trade from India to Southeast Asia in cotton. And of course then, ideas and religion were carried through. That's how there's a whole sort of Sriwijaya kingdom in Indonesia, and Borobudur was a Buddhist, the heart of a Buddhist kingdom. It's Mahayana Buddhism. But it was very early. But it followed trade routes. Anyway, that's historical.